Welcome back to the Legends of Nora podcast, episode 4. I'm going to be telling you the podcast from the perspective that it was told to me. Yeah, so this was about 30 years ago. I was sitting here walking home from school. You know, back in the day, that was common. Nowadays, you don't really, you know, let kids go out by themselves. You never really know what could happen. But back in the day, it was common. It wasn't something that, you know, anyone was afraid of. But I was walking home. I typically took my bike, but the chain was rusted or the frame was bent. I don't remember at this point. It was such a long time ago. But I was walking home and I saw this road. And I just thought, why not? Let me take a detour. It was a nice fall day. 70s, 80s. It felt good. I had just had a good time playing football with my friends. We had sat outside for about 20 or 30 minutes after sun at school, eating ice cream, throwing rocks, playing football. You know, just having a really good day. So I thought, I'm going to go explore. Well, that was a bad decision. That wasn't my best decision. So I'm walking down this road. You could see the leaves changing. It's beautiful. It's just a large downhill slope. And I'm thinking, this is going to be terrible to walk back up. But on the positive note, at least it's going to be pretty and feel good while I'm doing this. So I'm walking down this road, and I'm walking and I'm walking. And eventually I'm surprised because it goes from asphalt to gravel and dirt. Now, this typically wouldn't be surprising. I mean, it was a long time ago. I did live kind of outside of the city, but it wasn't rural by any means. There are typically a lot of houses. But I keep going, and there's just this dirt path. It just, the road gets narrower and narrower and more overgrown. It was like someone started building a road and then just stopped, and then they just decided that they didn't need it anymore. Well, I keep going, because what else do I have to do? It's a late fall evening. I don't want to go home and do homework. So I'm walking, and I decide that I'm going to go off into the woods a little bit. There was a lake that I saw. So I walk over to this lake. And it is the most beautiful, blue, crystal, serene lake. Turns out later I was actually in a quarry. Found that out. But to a kid, you're thinking, okay, this is the most beautiful lake I've ever seen. Well, I walk up and I'm thinking, it's summer's almost over. I know it's fall, but it's still warm. Like, the last few days I have to swim before it gets cold and it starts snowing. This is all I've got left. So I immediately stripped down and jumped in without a second thought. I thought, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get one more good swim in for this year in this beautiful lake that's just mine. Nobody's around me. So I'm swimming and I'm swimming. And just got cold. Really, really cold. And I know what you're thinking. It's fall. Of course you're going to be cold. But this wasn't that kind of cold. This was like a bone-chilling cold. Like the kind when nothing can get you warm. Not a fire, not a blanket. The kind when you felt death. So I quickly got out of the water. I decided I was not going to stay in there. I don't care if it's a private lake or not. It is not worth it. So I scramble to the shore. I get fully dressed. I'm soaking wet. And I look. And far off, because this quarry / lake is huge. And I look off into the distance. And I see a shadow under the water. And I'm thinking, what could that be? Because it wasn't necessarily in the south. It's more like the Midwest. I don't want to give away my, you know, actual location just for security. But there shouldn't be any alligators. There shouldn't be any large snakes. There should be nothing that big in the water. The shadow was massive. So immediately I start backing up. I mean, I know it's across the lake, but I'd watched a few horror movies in my day. I mean, at that point, it was like Freddy Krueger and stuff, but still, I knew better. So I backed away from the water. I'm sitting there watching it from a distance, and it starts moving. I look over, and a fish jumps out of the water. All of a sudden, faster than my eyes can see, I just see this massive splash. I don't see anything. I don't see a body. I don't see a head. I don't see a tail. I don't know what it is. I just know that fish isn't in the air anymore. Before that fish could touch the ground, it went in and out of the water and back in again. I looked around for anything that could explain this. I was looking on the shorelines. Maybe it was an alligator. Maybe there are like a group of alligators nearby. Maybe there's a new wild animal that I just haven't seen. Absolutely nothing. I walk the whole shore, staying far away from it, obviously, but, you know, enough where I could see it. Nothing. The black shadow that was in the lake just disappeared too. I didn't see it anymore. It wasn't there. But I couldn't help but just feel this sense of dread, this heart pounding, eyes pulsing, just fear. So I was walking around the outside of the water, you know, just looking. And I decided that I was just imagining it. So I go home. Couldn't shake it, couldn't sleep. I spent the entire day just trying to relax. My parents were like, "What's wrong?" And I wouldn't tell them. I didn't know. I just didn't want to share it because I thought maybe I caused whatever the issue was. It was in my head. I was seeing things. There's no rational explanation, so obviously I don't know what to say. I go about my daily life. I go back to school. The weeks get colder and colder. And I slowly just, you know, fades out of my mind. It's not that important. I mean, I just saw something. Maybe it was just an alligator. A couple of weeks later, it is like the very second week of spring. It is so soon, like you should not be swimming weather. It is still cold. A boy goes missing. His name was Carl. Do you know where he went missing? In that very same lake. They weren't able to find him. They drug the entire lake, and they found nothing. The only thing they found was one shoe. The shoe was exactly where I swam. Since then, I have been absolutely terrified. I do not go near water. I do not go in the lake. I still do not know what happened. But this is the first time I've spoken about it since. That could have been me. That could have been me. Thank you for listening to the Legends of Lore podcast, episode 4.